Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 7th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks. Match Group Inc., NASDAQ, MTCH, faces proxy battle as Anson Funds seeks board changes. Match Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ as MTCH, is currently facing a proxy battle as Anson Funds seeks board changes. Despite holding a moderate buy consensus rating from Wall Street analysts, the stock has underperformed broader market indices. Technical indicators show a more bearish outlook, with the stock rated as a 72% sell. As of the latest trading session, Match Group shares are priced at $30.26, reflecting a 1.0% increase from the previous close. Match Group Inc. is known for its dating products like Tinder and Match.com, designed to help people find meaningful connections. Headquartered in Dallas, Texas, Match Group continues to innovate in the online dating space.
AI News Breaks: Meta Platforms Inc. (MEDA) launches Edits app to empower creators. Meta Platforms Inc., trading under NASDAQ as Meta, has launched the Edits app to empower creators. Following a strong earnings report, Morningstar rates Meta as undervalued with a fair value estimate of $770 per share. The company's focus on AI and advertising revenue has garnered confidence among analysts despite potential challenges. As of 2:37 p.m. ET on May 7, 2025, Meta's stock is trading at $595.07, up 1.34%. Meta Platforms is known for products like Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Oculus, aiming to connect users and explore the metaverse. AI Newswire, part of the Dynamic Brand Portfolio at IBN, provides cutting-edge AI news and corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. A News Breaks: Alphabet Inc. gains momentum as tariff clarity lifts growth stock sentiment. Alphabet Inc., traded as Google and Goog on NASDAQ, faced a stock decline amid reports of Apple considering integrate AI's AI technology into Safari. This move could challenge Google's web search dominance. Apple is exploring AI search features for iOS 18, potentially shifting from Google to OpenAI. Investors are concerned about Apple diversifying away from Google's search tools. As of the latest trading session, Alphabet's Class C shares are down 2.8%, trading near $165.20. Alphabet, with Google as its largest business, focuses on innovation and AI to make information universally accessible. AI Newswire, a platform specializing in AI advancements, provides access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit dub.ainewswire.com. AI News Breaks: Apple Inc., AAPL, slips after buyback cut, but analysts see long-term strength. Apple shares slipped after the company reduced its share repurchase activity, causing concern among short-term investors. Despite this, analysts believe the stock reaction may be short-sighted, as Apple continues to generate substantial cash flow and focus on long-term strategies. The company is set to unveil new AI features and potentially reshape its search partnerships, further boosting its strategic positioning. As of the latest session, Apple shares are trading at approximately $185.47, down about 0.9% from the previous close.
Investor News Breaks: Newton Golf Company Inc., NASN WTG, showcases fast motion shaft innovation on Tech Media Wire podcast. Newton Golf Company Inc. showcased its fast motion shaft innovation on the latest episode of IBN's Tech Media Wire podcast. Co-founder and CTO Akiuro discussed how the speed-optimized design and proprietary fitting system are setting new performance standards for players. With over 30 tour pros using Newton shafts, the company is leading in golf technology through science-backed engineering. Newton Golf, formerly Saks Perente, applies Newtonian principles to create precision-engineered clubs for stability and performance. To learn more, visit NWTG's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of solutions for reaching target markets. Intelligent BioSolutions, Inc. is one to watch. Intelligent BioSolutions, Inc. is a medical technology company revolutionizing drug screening with its intelligent fingerprinting drug screening system. This non-invasive rapid testing solution is set to disrupt the $14.9 billion global drug screening market. With 148% year-over-year growth in FY 2024 and over 450 active customer accounts, INBS is making waves. Their system provides quick on-site results at a lower cost and higher convenience than traditional methods. The company's U.S. product launch is scheduled for 2025, with FDA clearance in progress and new patent protections in place. Led by a seasoned executive team, Intelligent BioSolutions is poised to redefine drug screening protocols and improve workplace safety. AI News Breaks. Gaxos.ai Inc., NASDAQ, GXAI, approved for AWS Marketplace listing, expanding reach for game developer platform. Gaxos.ai Inc., GXAI, announced that its product, Gaxos Labs for Game Developers and Publishers, has been approved for listing on Amazon Web Services, AWS Marketplace. This milestone allows Gaxos Labs to be deployed by AWS users in over 245 countries, offering integrated billing, global scalability, and enhanced margin efficiency. CEO Vadim Matz stated the listing transforms Gaxos Labs into a cloud-native, enterprise-grade service that fits seamlessly into AWS-based game development workflows. Gaxos.ai is focused on redefining the human-AI relationship with offerings in health, wellness, and gaming. For more information, visit www.gaxos.ai. Spain debuts quantum computer in Barcelona. Spain has officially entered the world of quantum computing with the launch of its first quantum computer at the Barcelona Supercomputing Center, BSC, in February. This marks a major step forward in the country's technological development. The quantum computer is not just a fancy piece of equipment. It has the potential to change the future of science, technology, and everyday life in Spain. Barcelona is now a key player on the global tech stage, with American firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSE, QBTS, also working in the quantum computing space. The year 2025 might be remembered as the year of quantum computing, following the year of artificial intelligence in 2024. Is the U.S. ready as China's EV industry seeks to dominate global markets? The just-concluded Shanghai Auto Show 2025 showcased China's incredible advancements in battery electric vehicle technology. Beijing's early investments in the domestic electric vehicle sector have given China a significant lead over Western carmakers. Without increased support for the EV sector, the U.S. risks falling further behind China, potentially reshaping the global auto market. Companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, face challenges in competing. Investors can find updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. ULN in the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems, a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. Billion Dollar Breaks. Uranium Energy Corp., NYS American UEC, partners with Radiant on U.S. nuclear micro-reactor fuel supply. Uranium Energy Corp. partners with Radiant Industries to supply U.S.-origin uranium concentrates for domestic nuclear energy. The collaboration supports Radiant's Kaleidos portable nuclear microreactor and reinforces UEC's role in supplying uranium for emerging nuclear technologies. Both companies aim to build a secure, domestic nuclear fuel supply chain from mining to microreactor deployment. UEC is the fastest-growing supplier of fuel for the green energy transition, with ISR mining projects in the U.S. and Canada. For more information, visit uraniumenergy.com. AppSwarm launches AskOptima.com to advance AI-powered search technology. AppSwarm Corp. announces the launch of AskOptima.com, an AI-powered search engine platform that utilizes the latest advancements in artificial intelligence. this platform goes beyond traditional search engines by offering a memorable and SEO-friendly domain, contextual understanding through advanced NLP, real-time data integration, conversational search capabilities, and a scalable architecture. AskOptima.com aims to enhance user engagement and search accuracy, providing highly relevant results that keep visitors on site longer. CEO Christopher Bailey believes that innovative search technology is crucial for digital engagement and is excited to expand into the AI realm with AskOptima.com, with plans to make it available on iOS and Android in the future. This launch is part of AppSwarm's commitment to embracing cutting-edge technology solutions and setting new standards in user engagement and service delivery. U.S. Patent and Trademark Office granted Femto Technologies, Inc. a notice of allowance for use of its proprietary smart release system technology. Femto Technologies, Inc., a NASDAQ-listed femtech innovator, has been granted a notice of allowance by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for its smart release system technology. This technology is a key component of their AI-driven feminine wellness products, including Sincera, which was recently honored at CES Innovation Awards 2025. CEO Yifta Ben-Yaakov expressed excitement about this milestone, highlighting the company's commitment to pioneering wellness solutions. Femto's R&D efforts are focused on utilizing the smart release system technology across various femtech solutions, ensuring product efficacy and safety through rigorous testing and research.
Green Car News Breaks. Mullen Automotive, Inc., NASDAQ, MULEN, subsidiary Bollinger delivers EV truck to LES Ecology Center. Mullen Automotive, Inc., OLEN, subsidiary Bollinger Motors, has delivered an all-electric Class 4 commercial vehicle to the Lower East Side Ecology Center in NYC. The B4 truck, funded by the NYC Council, will support composting and environmental programs as the center's first EV. Equipped with a 158-kilowatt-hour battery, 185-mile range, and a 16-foot dry box, the B4 is designed for urban operations. Mullen Automotive is a Southern California-based company producing commercial EVs with two U.S.-based plants. The Mullen 1 and Mullen 3 are CARB and EPA certified, with up to $45,000 in cash vouchers available for purchase. Mullen has expanded its dealer network and received FTZ approval for its manufacturing center in Mississippi. For more information, visit www.mullenusa.com.
Tech Media Breaks. Finger Motion, Inc., NASDAQ, FNGR, CEO to present live via Skyline's Signature Series on May 7th. Finger Motion, Inc., Thaka FNGR, CEO, Martin J. Shen, will present live on May 7th at 12 p.m. ET as part of the Skyline Signature Series. The virtual event will include a live Q&A session for financial professionals. Finger Motion is a technology company focusing on mobile payment solutions in China, aiming to grow its user base into an engaged, aged ecosystem. The company hopes to serve over 1 billion users in China and expand to other regional markets. For more information, visit fingermotion.com. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform for tech companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For SMS alerts, text TECH to 888-902-4192. Visit techmediawire.com for more information.
Tech Media Breaks, NextPlat Corp. and XPL to announce Q1 2025 results on May 15th, hosts investor call at 8:30 a.m. NextPlat Corp. and XPL will announce its Q1 2025 financial results on May 15th before market open. The global e-commerce provider will host an investor call at 8:30 a.m. EDT the same day, led by Executive Chairman and CEO Charles M. Fernandez, CFO Cecile Munnick, and President and CEO of Global Operations David Phipps. NextPlat operates in high-growth sectors like technology and healthcare, assisting businesses in selling goods online, domestically, and internationally. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor News Breaks. Authentic Holdings, OTC, subsidiary Maybax launches iDream CTV app to 180 million global users via Whale TV. Authentic Holdings, through its subsidiary Maybax Global Entertainment, has launched the iDream CTV app in partnership with Whale TV, reaching over 180 million users across smart TVs and digital devices worldwide. The app features integrated fast channel content and vast tag advertising, enabling revenue sharing with global CTV OTT ad partners. Positioned alongside platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime in the Whale TV App Store, iDream CTV will be accessible via Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV. Executives highlighted the move as a major milestone in monetizing iDream CTV and previewed additional partnership announcements to come. Rock Breaks, McEwen Mining Inc., NYS MUX, to host Q1 2025 earnings call on May 8. McEwen Mining Inc., listed on the NYSE as MUX and on the TSX as MUX, will be hosting a conference call on Thursday, May 8 at 11 a.m. EDT to discuss its first quarter 2025 financial results and project developments. The call will feature a live question and answer session for participants to ask questions directly over the phone. McEwen Mining is a gold and silver producer with operations in Nevada, Canada, Mexico, and Argentina. The company also owns approximately 47.7% of McEwen Copper, which is working on the Los Azules copper project in Argentina. The company aims to enhance asset productivity and increase share price. For more information, visit McEwen Mining's website at www.mcewenmining.com. Researchers develop AI toolkit for predicting diseases prior to symptom onset. Researchers from the University of Utah have developed an innovative software tool called RiskPath, utilizing explainable AI to predict the likelihood of developing long-term health conditions before symptoms appear. This advancement could revolutionize preventive care in the medical field. With AI increasingly integrated into healthcare and industries like social media advertising, exemplified by solutions from Thumbs Up Media Corp, the impact is significant. Investor news breaks. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, secures $8 million Series A investment to fuel growth and NASDAQ uplisting plans. Favo Capital Inc., a fast-growing private credit platform, has secured an $8 million Series A preferred equity investment from Stewards Investment Capital. The funding will support expanding SMB funding, restructuring debt notes, and growing lending partnerships, while also preparing for a NASDAQ uplisting. Executives highlighted the platform's scalability and strategic partnership. Favo Capital specializes in flexible funding solutions for small and medium-sized businesses, utilizing advanced underwriting models and a client-centric approach. For more information, visit Favo Capital's website. Study: Women with lung cancer have worse outcomes due to genes linked to pregnancy. A recent study at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center found that women with lung cancer may have worse outcomes due to genes linked to pregnancy. These genes, typically involved in fetal growth, are co-opted by lung cancer to evade the immune system, leading to poorer outcomes in affected women. This discovery may pave the way for the development of immune therapies by companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., looking to empower the immune system against cancer. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies seeking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
Focus Universal Inc. to participate in Ladenburg Thalmann Technology Innovation Expo 25. Focus Universal Inc., a provider of patented hardware and software design technologies for IoT, 5G, and SEC financial reporting, AI-driven automation software, will attend the Ladenburg Thalmann Technology Innovation Expo 25 on May 21st in New York City. The company's universal smart device, Ubiquitor, connects to sensors at a low cost. Their platform system reduces development costs and transforms IoT infrastructure by eliminating redundancy. Focus Innovative Universal Smart App streamlines app development. CEO Dr. Disheng Wang highlighted the company's commitment to innovation and sustainability. With a focus on automation and AI-driven technology, Focus Universal aims to revolutionize the IoT market. Their SEC financial reporting software is 1,000 times faster than manual methods. The company's technologies target global markets and are not subject to tariffs, positioning them for success in the growing IoT industry.
AI News Breaks. Data Vault AI Inc., NASDVLT, partners with Cove to launch secure tokenized data vending platform. DataVault AI Inc. partners with Cove.io Inc. to launch a secure tokenized data vending platform at IBM Think 2025 in Boston. The joint solution integrates DataVault's DataVault with Cove SDM software-defined memory, offering enterprises in finance, biotech, and defense a compliant and real-time way to monetize underutilized data. The platform supports encrypted smart contracts and integrates with Snowflake and Databricks, positioning the companies to address the $700 billion data monetization market.
Radar Inc., doing business as Telvantis, announces $1 million share buyback program. Radar Inc., doing business as Telvantis, has announced a $1 million share buyback program. The company's board of directors approved the purchase of up to $1,000 worth of common stock through market acquisitions. CEO Daniel Contreras stated that this initiative aims to create long-term value for shareholders, as the stock is currently undervalued. CFO Daniel Gilcher emphasized that the buyback program is an initial commitment and may be extended in the future. All funds for the buyback will come from operations. Telvantis, a U.S.-based communications technology company, is focused on delivering messaging, voice, and digital communication solutions to global enterprises. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.